Did I just hear that in the news that weed is legal? Well, if that's what you think you heard, not quite. Almost not quite. Here to explain, Jerry J-Man Joyner, the host of a podcast and TV show called Weed and Whiskey. He's back on the James Show. Welcome back, J-Man. And what, what does this new drug control policy from D.C., what does it mean for the weed world?
Well, you know, it's monumental. That's a big word for me. The big thing about this is it's symbolic, okay? The only thing it's really going to do is change where, if they go from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, where people in the cannabis business, in the regulated cannabis business, can now deduct ordinary business expenses. Without this change from Schedule 1 to 3, they can only deduct the cost of goods. They can't deduct their rent, cost of advertising. They can't spend money with me to advertise on Weed and Whiskey TV and write it off until now. So this is the great thing about that.
You say that's not that big of a deal. That sounds kind of huge. One thing I was thinking about that I didn't see any specifics on is some of these like dispensaries in different states and operations, they can't use the banking system like a regular business. Is that going to change?
It will change that. But see, there's a misnomer with that. First Citizens Bank, one of the fifth largest banks in America, has a robust cannabis and hemp business where they provide banking services. This has been evolving very fast as far as the banking laws and changes in those things. But, you know, here in Texas, people can legally go and buy a THC product at many corner stores, convenience stores, smoke shops, vape shops that has THC in it. It's legal because of the Farm Bill. They got drinks. I just had some ice cream for my birthday. My birthday was 420, and somebody gave me some Buzz Cream, THC-infused ice cream that's legal to buy here in Texas.
All right, stop it a second. Hang on, J-Man. Is your birthday really 420?
It is, 420.
How did that happen? Shut up. You're the host of Weed and Whiskey.
My mom said she would have stayed in labor an extra day had she known what that was going to do to my life.
Ah, your mom's pretty smart there. But, you know, look, do we need any more proof that God exists? So, Jerry J-Man Joyner, is there any other laws that trip and go into effect? Because I know when some other weed legalization measures have gone through, there was already, you know, triggers in place. And like with sports gambling, when that happened, then all of a sudden, boom, there were programs that popped into place. Is there any programs or something that was waiting for this before it popped into place?
Well, it's certainly a good first step, but here's what I believe really needs to happen. If we could make, on a federal level, cannabis products 100% legal, we would eliminate virtually overnight the black market or the legacy markets. What they want to give it a nice name now, but it's the illegally sold cannabis products on the street, and this causes a big problem. A lot, 70% of Americans are in favor of cannabis. They want to try these things, and you have to be cautious because there's a lot of bad actors and bad products out there that look that like they might be good, whether it's a gummy, a drink, or even something that you're smoking. I encourage everyone to check their certificate of analysis. It's called a COA. It should be on the packaging from a QR code, and if they don't have one, J-Man says don't try that product. If they do have one, read what it says. Know about those ingredients in that because so many people are enjoying cannabis now. If we would make it legal, we would eliminate the black market, and it would help reduce all these bad products that kids and adults are getting into.
So let's go into my like libertarian fantasy land here. We relax the laws on weed. We find out that it's not going to be Armageddon. And could this lead to our dream, and when I say our, I mean libertarian's dream, of ending drug prohibition across the board?
It might. You know, we know that when we eliminated prohibition, when prohibition alcohol became legal again, no one was really going to a bootlegger to buy their booze, right? They were buying it where it was regulated by the feds. We knew what the product, the dosage amount, all this information. And I think that needs to happen for cannabis. And this comes from a guy that for 50 years, a half a century, I was smoking weed. I don't even smoke very much weed anymore. I'm eating it, I'm drinking it, and I'm enjoying it in ice cream. How
smoke
about that?
Weed every day.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jerry J-Man Joyner, for your opinions and take on this new legal stuff. Tell the guy listening how he can find Weed and Whiskey.
Go to weedandwhiskey.tv on Roku or Spotify or just on your computer. Love to have some new listeners.
See, Roku, he's got a video version. I'm so jealous. We need to work on that. Thanks again, Jerry.
Thank you. Anytime. Bye-bye.